The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
That's
our last Mass of the year. So our last Mass before we begin again Advent, and it's an Advent themed scripture that we have in front of us today, and we've seen it this week, you know, in the shadow of Christ the King, and all the way on to the end of the year here. There's apocalyptic imagery. There's end of the world imagery, and there are we know any number of comings of Christ, and we will meditate on them and pray with them in the scriptures during Advent season. But it profits us, I think, to see, let's say, the three categories of comings, as it were. The first is Jesus being born in time, right? I mean, this is the great nativity and the nativity theme. We have Jesus returning in glory, his second coming. Yeah, so Jesus will return in glory. That will be, say, the definitive end of the old age, end of the old world, and the firm implementation of his kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And then we have everything that's in between, you know, and this is us. We're at the in-between time, as it were. And yet the coming of Christ now can be, we can participate in. So we have here any number of comings of Christ, right? I mean, we wouldn't spend hours in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament and then turn around and say, you know, we don't have Jesus among us. Well, of course, we do have Jesus among us. And likewise, we're called to be Jesus. We're called to be his body at work in the world, inspired and animated by his own spirit. Right? Jesus is with us. Jesus is working in us. Jesus is working through us. We're gathered by Jesus, our head, to be his body. And every time we turn to him in prayer and sacrament, we encounter him truly, and according to our capacity. But I think this is the challenge then, is that we have to develop our capacity, or we have to allow Jesus to develop our capacity to encounter him, to live under his rule, and to bring his rule to life wherever we go. And that's the name of the game, I think. It's one of the ways, at least, to frame the game. And here Jesus in the scriptures is doing battle with different ways to frame the game. If we don't frame it that way, my whole life is about Jesus, then we will be caught up in whether it's the comforts and pleasures of the world or the world's anxieties, because we've got the wrong frame of reference on our life. But we can have the Jesus frame of reference, and he calls us to take it on today. He calls us to encounter him. And it's only in encountering him that we can give way to him. It's only in encountering him that we can encounter the love of God made flesh for us. It's only encountering him that we can grow in love of God, and so also love of neighbor. So when we encounter Jesus, do we get some of the flavor of this scripture reading? Because I would suggest that we should. When we hear the judgments, like the judgment that Jesus will bring, or the judgment that Jesus brings, Do we have that experience when we come to, when we turn our hearts to God in prayer? We should. We should. Right? Think about, I think probably many of us were taught this acronym growing up, ACTS, for prayer, right? ACTS, adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, supplication. Why does that make sense? Well, when we come into the presence of God, we should adore Him. I mean, that should be our first response. Often it's not. We like to jump the shark and get to supplication, right? It's at the end for a reason, though, people. We need to go through the process, okay? But adoration is when we come into the presence of God. And if you want to think of when you die and come into the presence of God, what your response will be. I mean, my first response will be contrition, I think. It's like adoration and contrition go hand in hand. Because adoration is the overwhelming beauty and glory of God, encountering God as He is and praising Him for who He is, not for what He does, but for who He is. Right? To see the tripersonal God of full relational fulfillment, the exchange of persons of the Blessed Trinity. Somehow to encounter that, how can our hearts not be moved in awe of Him? Yeah, contrition, when we encounter the God of all goodness, we can do nothing other than see how we have not either encountered His love or cooperated with His love. And we have to repent as a result. This is the judgment part of the scene. And we should be enthralled with the fact that Jesus judges us in prayer. Because we want so desperately to be liberated by what's holding us back. We want Him to show us where those dead ends are that we keep walking down. And we want Him to give us the strength and courage and whatever else it is we need to follow Him on the only way to life. The only path of life and the only way to life. But live that way, in order to, for Him to affect that reality in us, He has to convict us of our sin. And that's what He does. He does it in prayer. He does it in the sacrament. Like whenever we turn to Almighty God in prayer, whenever we encounter Him in a sacrament, this is what happens. And then thanksgiving, of course. Thanksgiving. Now, you guys can finish it off. You know what thanksgiving and supplication is, right? But this is what happens when we encounter God in prayer. So this is not what you do. This is part of the problem with catechesis around these points, is that when we break it out like that, adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, supplication, you think that that's a list that you have to go through. What it is the signposts of a real encounter with God. Like if that stuff's not going on when you turn to God in prayer, you may not be praying. Now that you have the framework, you can open your heart to God knowing that there's a pathway, right? There's a way that you're probably going to walk in prayer. It's not that you have to hit them every time, but it's that those pillars should be some part of your prayer. Over the course of a year, you would expect to hit those roughly equal amount of time, perhaps. Right? You wouldn't expect to pray over a course of a couple of months without any sense of contrition in your prayer. It probably would not be an authentic encounter with Jesus. And likewise with adoration and thanksgiving and supplication. But all is to say is that that arena is important, decisively important for us as Christians as we reflect on the various advents of Christ. And we want to truly encounter Him, because only by coming in contact with the love of God made flesh can we make His love flesh again for the world. And that again is the name of the game. So let's do it together. let's get on it together. Our prayer is a real encounter with Christ Jesus, who wants to love his world again into life. And that's us. That's our task, right? Loving the world into life with the power and strength that Jesus gives us.